proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio broadcast. We have been looking at the 10 occasions in the wilderness when Israel provoked God to wrath. Today we look at an incident described in the 16th chapter of Exodus. God provided a food for the Israelites in the wilderness, a food known as manna, described in the Psalms as angel's food. God directed the Israelites to, quote, gather of it every man according to his eating, an omer for every man according to the number of your persons, unquote. When they did so, quote, he that gathered much had nothing over, and he that gathered little had no lack. They gathered every man according to his eating, unquote. Moses indicated that the Jewish people needed to gather manna every day for 6 days. He specifically instructed them not to go out to do this on the seventh day, the Sabbath, because God would bestow a double portion of manna on the sixth day. Nonetheless, the author of Exodus recorded, quote, they went out some of the people on the seventh day for the gather, and they found none, unquote. God grew angry at this fresh act of Jewish disobedience. He told Moses, quote, how long refuse you to keep my commandments and my laws? See, for that the Lord hath given you the Sabbath. Therefore he giveth you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days. Abide ye every man in his place, let no man go out of his place on the seventh day. Unquote. This incident took place before God issued the Ten Commandments. One of these commandments expressly enjoined Jews from working on the Sabbath day. Why would God get so upset over the violation of a mandate, an injunction which he had not yet issued to the Israelites? It was, after all, God who gave the Jewish people the Sabbath. God and not Moses. In Ezekiel chapter 20, he informed the prophet about his reasons for setting aside the seventh day as holy. Quote, I gave them my Sabbaths to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am the Lord that sanctified them, unquote. By blatantly disregarding the injunction not to gather manna on the Sabbath day, those Jews who did so manifested a contempt for God and his directives. What is the function of the Sabbath today? Contemporary Christians have no obligation to keep the Sabbath day as the Jews did. Nowhere in the New Testament can a Bible student find any command relating to Sabbath observance. Indeed, Paul included that practice as, quote, a shadow of things to come, unquote, according to Colossians chapter 2. What lessons should believers learn from this Old Testament incident regarding gathering manna on the Sabbath? Christians ought not to disobey God's commandments, especially his express commandments. Jesus Christ made that clear in his Sermon on the Mount. On that occasion, he remarked that, quote, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven, unquote. A believer manifests his or her submission to God by complying with the divine mandates. In the same way, Christians manifest their love for Jesus Christ by obeying his directives. In the 14th chapter of John, the Savior told his disciples that, quote, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, unquote. Believers show their love for God by complying with his mandates. The Israelites in the wilderness, by gathering manna on the Sabbath day, showed their disregard for complying with God's orders and showed their lack of love for God. By their actions, they demonstrated that they did not have an attachment to God at that point, an attachment based upon love, and that they did not fear God enough to avoid disobeying him. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.